This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have U.S. Federal Credit Union's Zachary Churchill. He is one of the final members, one of the finalists of the Q's Emerge competition. And he came on the show to give us a quick summary on what he does at USF Federal Credit Union, as well as why he entered the Emerge competition and what he hopes to gain from it. And then he also shared his business case as well. So really good stuff here from Zach. So hope you check it out. Awesome, here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have another Q's Emerge finalist in the midst, Mr. Zach Churchill from USF Federal Credit Union in the fine state of Florida. Zach, how are you, sir?
Doing awesome. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited to have you here. And I've spoken to all the finalists, and what you guys are doing is so impressive. And entering this contest is no small feat either, because you guys are called upon to do some pretty amazing things. But at the same time, you guys are getting some great networking, some great education, and all the benefits that are involved with the Q's Emerge competition. But before we get into that, Zach, I want to get to know you real quick here first. So give us a quick summary on what you do at USF Federal Credit Union as VP of Finance there.
Okay, awesome. Well, I've been in the industry for 16 years now, and so I've kind of been all over the place. So started on the teller line like a lot of folks.
Yep.
And I feel like I've been everywhere. Member service, lending, collection, compliance, audit, and then my current role now is Vice President of Finance. I oversee our accounting, finance, and support services team. I used to lead our lending group, and so I'd like to say I used to be in charge of giving away all the money. Now it's my job to count it.
Now you count it, exactly. Well, it sounds like you know your credit union backwards and forwards, so that's a good asset to have as you kind of climb up the career ladder there. So speaking of which, so why did you enter the Emerge competition? What prompted you to do something like this?
Well, you know, I really want to be someone that in the long run makes a big impact on the credit union industry. And so I've been, you know, looking for different opportunities to get to participate in things that feed my desire to learn more and to grow. And so I actually applied for the program back in 2013 in the old school days when it was the National Credit Union Executive Program. And my application video still persists. You know, they say once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah.
So I look at that now later with a little bit of embarrassment, but it's okay. I tried. And so actually I had a friend last year, Mark Bowles, who participated in the program. I saw him post about it online, and it really re-inspired me. I was like, Mark did it, and I'm going to go and, you know, support his name and go out and give this a try as a really great developmental opportunity and a chance to be involved, not just in my own credit union's four walls, but to be in something outside influencing the industry in a positive way.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, well done. And we're going to dig up that old video too and get that out there. So no, we're not going to do that. So what do you hope to gain from it? What do you want to gain from this competition this time around?
Well, I've already gotten one of those things, which is to meet credit union industry legend Mike Lawson. I've already lived the dream. But also getting to meet some really exceptional folks and some peer networking within the industry. That's really been wonderful. And then also to improve my skills in communication, persuasion as a leader. I feel like those are really important skill sets to develop. And this program has been an excellent opportunity for me to both learn and then also put that into practice.
Yeah, what Q's Emerge provides all the competitors actually is just the great benefit. Again, the networking, you get connected with some really influential leaders in the industry, learn from them, and then the education that you get as well. So yeah, it's just such a great program or competition. I don't even really want to call it a competition. Such a great program, because I consider all you guys that at least are in the final five, you've won already just because of what you've experienced. So yeah, really good stuff here. So I want to get into your business case as well, because I found everybody's business case is quite fascinating. So yours is entitled The Case for Data Analytics Team. So tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so the idea was kind of inspired. I was doing a presentation at the credit union, and we were talking about growth of the cooperative. And one of the facts that I shared from our data analytics work was not just our credit union, but sort of industry-wide, there's an average that only about 30% of members are contributing financially to the success of the cooperative. And the other 70% are not, they're taking away. And so I had this image of the, you know, the take a penny, leave a penny tray. Sometimes you see them at, you know, stores or whatever. And the idea there is, you know, it kind of stays static. One penny goes in, one comes out. Now we all pay with debit and credit cards, so it probably doesn't change that much. Yeah. But in the credit union cooperative, we want more pennies going in that trade than going out. We want that to grow to, you know, hundreds and, you know, millions of dollars over time, so we can serve more members and make more of a difference in their financial lives.
Okay.
And so with only 30% contributing, that was a key takeaway, is, well, what can we do to deepen the engagement of our members? How do we get more members participating, you know, having checking accounts, direct deposit, debit cards, car loans, credit cards, mortgage loans, all the things that we offer? And so we started talking about the need for really understanding our members and understanding them through the lens of data. Okay. And so we had some discussions about some of, you think about some of these big tech giants like a Facebook or someone out there, where their business literally is our own personal data, right? And being able to quantify that and monetize that. Now, that's not really what I'm advocating for the credit union, but more so understanding your members at that deep of a level. So as an example, the credit union knows where I buy groceries because it got my debit card transactions come through, where I go to the gas station, where I travel. So what if we could use that information to tailor our products and services exactly to the needs of our credit union members? And sometimes there's a tendency, we're so in a wash of the data, almost to take it for granted and not to realize the value of what we can do to better serve our members, to better understand and meet their needs. And so that's what my case is about, is building a team that's really focused on, you know, being able to gather data, put it together in a meaningful way, and then to draw conclusions about how we can serve members more effectively, or how we can improve our processes and be more efficient, more effective, and ultimately improve that member experience.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard some experts say that, you know, obviously Amazon and Facebook, they have a ton of data on the general consumer out there, but I've heard credit unions actually have, or at least according to the experts, credit unions have more data, more information on their members than an Amazon or a Facebook would have, just based on what you just said, you know, where you shop, where you get gas, et cetera, et cetera. So it's there, the data is there, and what you're putting together sounds like a really fine program for credit unions across the nation as well. So having said that, so how do you see it positively affecting credit unions from here forward?
Go ahead. So hopefully, I think, one, specifically for our credit union, making some progress in this area, and then also for other credit unions, kind of providing a model to be able to follow. Well, it's hard sometimes getting started. There's so much, you know, and it's that how do you eat an elephant example, one bite at a time, to be able to get yourself started and to make progress and to know that data isn't just a destination. It's really a journey, an evolution. Yeah. Where you make progress, you're developing that forward positive momentum. And when you see the positive benefits, you know, the improvements that you're able to make, making a process, maybe you identify a process that's inefficient and makes members wait a long time for your data collection, be able to streamline that and improve the member experience. Mm-hmm. I think it really is critical for organizations as we enter this, you know, data heavy age. We talk about machine learning and AI and all these really cool technologies. And so much is predicated on getting good data and then drawing the right conclusions and using that to be able to better serve your members.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, data has become like the air we breathe. It's almost like we have to have it. So yeah. But I mean, to leverage it is a huge upside for credit unions for sure. And so I want to come to one of my final questions here: win or lose. And again, I think everybody in the final five is pretty much won. But how do you see this experience advancing your career?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, I really want to have a big impact, not just on my credit union, which of course I love to death, but also on the credit union movement as a whole. I mean, this is the only industry I've worked in. And so, you know, I wanted to see the credit union industry become as successful as humanly possible. And so for me, this is a really great platform just to be able to connect with other credit union leaders, to help be someone who's providing thoughts and ideas into the industry. And so I think this is a really great platform for aspiring leaders to be able to get out and to have that more broad impact and to be able to, you know, to have a bigger message. So yeah, that's something I've really been working on for the last couple of years. It's like, you can do great work at your credit union, but what about your hundreds and thousands of credit union industry peers all across, you know, the nation, really around the world?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm attending the CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council conference here the rest of this week. I think this will be a great message for that audience as well. So yeah, you're spot on, sir. So anything else to add to wrap up? I know you have a lot of work to do, Zach, so I don't want to keep you too long, but appreciate your time. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts?
I just want to say a big thanks to Currency and Cues for the opportunity to participate in this fantastic program. Also thank my credit union, USF Federal Credit Union, for their support in participating and investing all the time and energy. It's really great to have a credit union that supports its leaders and, you know, supports the personal growth and development. And just to encourage other folks that are thinking about participating in the program to, if they're thinking about it, absolutely do that in the future. I think what a great opportunity in our industry to be able to learn, grow, network, develop yourself. It's just been fantastic. So I can't speak more highly of the experience.
Yeah. And to go back when you first applied, you know, back when it was the next top credit union exec competition, I mean, just to see the people that have been, that have participated, you can see their careers. This program has really boosted many of their careers. I mean, even beyond expectations. So it's such, so much upside here. So, and you're right there in the mix as well this year, Zach. So congratulations again on being part of the final five. We'll be rooting for you on, I think it's October 5th is the big show, as they say. So yeah, we'll be watching and rooting for you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate being here. Got to meet a legend. So it's a great day for me.
Well, you're welcome, Zach. Thanks for being on the show. And I'm only as good as my guest. So thank you for being on as well and sharing your business case and your experience as well and your passion for the industry. So thank you for that too. Good deal.
Awesome.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.